Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. McNair reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cecil. Simmons scores. McNair scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Haas reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Kom reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Kom scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up beyond short. McNair can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Porter moves to third. It's 6-2, Athletics. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter scores. Burnett moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Averill moves to third. Vosmek moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Vosmek moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Athletics. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. It's Indians, 6, Athletics, 6. Tim McKeithen now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 7-6, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Cochran and he is out, McNair applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Majeski pinch hits for Tim McKeithen. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmak hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Miller reaches second base with a double. McNair moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair scores. Miller moves to third. One out. It's Indians, 7, Athletics, 7. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmak. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Foxes walked intentionally. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. It's 9-7, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahaffey strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. he's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. McNair moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Miller is walked intentionally. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Powers pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Mel Harder. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.